Carden.
Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll... Or, there's no need to hurry. I'll wait. If you were going somewhere with a friend and you were going to meet somewhere, you might say, well, don't worry, if I get there first, I'll wait.
And if he gets there first, he'll wait for me.
A person in a very good mood, you'd say he has a very good
disposition.
And somebody who has a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody, you'd say he seems to be in a good
humor.
If you have a hired man who keeps loafing all the time, you might decide to discharge him. You might say to a friend, I think I'm going to get
another hired man.
If you were talking to somebody on the telephone, you might say, there's that pesky salesman. I'll be back as soon as I... Oh, he seemed to be a little tired today. I'm a little tired.
You tired?
Uh-huh.
I am too. I haven't done anything, but I don't feel too good this week.
It seems to be that way sometimes. If you don't, if you don't do a whole lot, you're just as tired.
I fell and hurt this knee over a year ago, and it never has gotten completely well. And then I fell again not too long ago, and bumped the same knee, of course. And then I knocked it on the door last week. And so it's still giving me trouble. And my blood has gone up, which I never had high blood pressure before, so I have to go back to the doctor in 10 days.
Somebody might say, he didn't know what was going on, but he knew it all. He knew it all.
He acted like he knew it all.
If somebody had taken your print pencil, maybe if you were in school, would you have some expressions, maybe slang words you might say? Who, my pencil?
That's my pencil, give it back to me.
And a boy might leave his best pencil on his desk and come back, and he couldn't find it. He might say, I bet somebody
stole my pencil.
If you have a friend in another town, you might have to him a letter.
Right.
Yesterday, he me a letter.
He wrote me a letter.
Tomorrow, I'll
write him a letter.
In about a week, I'll expect him
another letter.
If the phone rings, you would have to...
What was the first part of that question?
If the telephone rang...
You'd have to answer it.
If you'd put the letter in the envelope, and then you might take out your pen and
address it.
Is there anything that other people might say that you'd ever heard to writing? You might say someone was. Would you ever hear anything like that? If a little boy's learned something new, if he's learned to whistle,